We are here at the 2008 Extraordinary Technology Conference in the Tesla Academy podcast series with Len Horowitz. Len has given one of the most compelling presentations at this conference, and we highly recommend that you purchase this if you purchase none other from this year's conference, from Tesla Tech, of course. And Len, you were talking about one thing that I found of immense practical value that also keys into one of our other podcasts, and that's the solfeggio scale and the precise tuning. I was wondering if you could quickly comment on that for our students.
Certainly. Thanks, Mike, for the opportunity. The original six solfeggio notes, ut, re, mi, fa, sol, and la, the frequencies are 396-417-528-639-741-852, and they're really part of, and a critical part of, the entire electromagnetic and bioacoustic universe. You know, they're really essential to everything that we're looking at in terms of zero point energy, the way the universe is constructed, the way biomolecules come together, the way nanotechnology works, the sacred geometry. It's the essence of everything. It is the core creative frequencies of everything, the universe. And interestingly enough, there are three more. If you study this stuff long enough, you know, nine is completion. And in ancient mystery school Pythagorean math, there's 1 through 9. 10 is a kind of like a man-made concept. The placeholders are zero. And really, there's 9 numbers in the universe. So there's got to be 9 tones, not just 6. And so it's really simple to find the other 3 and use the other 3 in what becomes the perfect circle of sound. That is, again, the core creative frequencies. It is the musical, mathematical matrix of the universe, and there are 9 tones. It's really simple. There's not a lot of complexity in it. If you simply follow the numbers, such as 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the next 3 are 9, 1, 2. And that's in the hundreds column. If you take the tens column, you start with 3, 9, 6, you go 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, then you get back to 9. So you see there's a circle of numbers that's a fractal pattern, and that this is the essence, again, of the entire fractal universe.
Even in the conventional scale system that we use now, we have a fractal pattern of a similar nature that's simply called the cycle of fifths. And that has implications actually beyond music, because you can see that in chemistry as well. And we're only beginning to scratch the surface of what's available with chemistry.
Right. And then, of course, the spiraling effect of the Fibonacci series, the math, it's all math. And this is the basic fundamental mathematics. These are the core creative frequencies. All of the fractals, the multi-dimensional space, all of the laws of physics, all of them are fundamentally sustained, supported, created by these frequencies acting on water.
Now, this is an interesting idea. Oh, yeah, on water. We've got to always remember that, because water is the ultimate computer and the ultimate storage medium and, well, the ultimate everything. But I wanted to focus on one thing for students, because so many people get terrified the minute they hear the word math. How do we get around that in studying this math that you're talking about? I have some suspicions about this.
Yeah, well, that's very true. I'm one of those students, and quite honestly, and it's interesting, much, if not most, of my math is from Marco Rodin, who has a life and spiritual calling to bring this simple math to the students in the most simple way that they can completely understand it. So much of Rodin's work has been in designing curriculum for youngsters. And the fact of the matter is, the math that we learn is really not the math we should be learning initially. It's like what we can learn from Tesla is not being taught. And unfortunately, the suppression is keeping us indoctrinated into dumbness. And that the fundamental 1 through 9, if you begin to study the patterns, for example, Rodin's infinity pattern starts with simply the number 1, you double that, you get 2, you double that, you get 4, you double that, you get 8, you double 8, you get 16, where then you have to reduce it to the single digit integer, 1 plus 8 is 8 is 16, 1 plus 6 is 7. So now 7 and 7 is 14, where 1 plus 4 is 5, 5 and 5 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. Now you get back to the 1. And what you now have designed is literally the structural geometry of DNA.
That's really something. And I'm encouraging people who hear this interview to replay what was just said and write down each of those number patterns. Because if you start doing that and you start playing with these numbers, and I do mean playing, it becomes a tremendous amount of fun. And it looks like we are running out of time for our interview, so I thank you very much. Do you have a website that you would refer people to for future events and for more information on this?
Surely, Mike. It's drlenhorowitz.com. That's drlenhorowitz.com.
Okay, thank you very much.